Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 28 September 2022. Wednesday night already. It's tomorrow being Thursday. If everything goes right, I'll be in the office tomorrow all day from 9 to 4. But please know that Crystal will not be here tomorrow. The nurse that takes care of her daddy could not make it tomorrow. She was sick. So Crystal will be helping her mommy take care of daddy. So just be mean off tomorrow. And maybe if I get Marsha back here a little while, of course, she's in a wheelchair. Y'all know that. She can't walk right now. She'll maybe help me answer the phones. But if not, I'll be by myself tomorrow. So bear with me if I get behind on phone calls. Please bear with me and understand that I'm doing the best I can. If I ask you to call back or leave your number, please know that I will get back with you. I was going to try to get the magazine out tomorrow. The news magazine is due to go out tomorrow. It may have to wait till next week because I won't have time to do it all by myself and just get everything else done. So please bear with us tomorrow. I'll be here all day myself. And maybe once in a while get somebody to help me a few minutes. But nonetheless, we'll do our best. That's all we can do, right? This coming Saturday, of course, we are going to have Bible study, folks. A very important Bible study in my mind. It's going to be entitled "The Prophecy and the Headlines," and we're going to share with you what's going on in line with Bible teaching, Bible prophecy. When I do these, I know they're very important because it's fulfilling the Word of God right in front of us. So I like to do this once in a while to get people caught up on what's happening and show you where it is in the Scriptures. That is so vitally important. Anyway, at 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning, if you can go online and go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream, we'll be there. We'll be taking prayer requests and praise reports and different things first thing. There's not many of us come to Bible study, as you know, so it won't be very crowded. But we'll take phone calls. If you want to call and talk to us and share your testimony, ask prayer requests, that's what it's for the first half hour is for. Then we'll take a break about 11. By 11:30, I'm going to come back in. I'm going to start on the lesson and current events at the same time. We'll go to 12:30, take a break to 1, and then finish up the lesson. So I hope you join us tomorrow. You can join us on live stream, like I said, or if you don't have live stream, you can call us. Then phone number to call the lesson is 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. I hope you will join us. I really mean that. Prayer request tonight for our brother Daryl. You all know Daryl. He calls in the program very often. Daryl's been a friend of this ministry for many years, and Daryl's having some physical problems. He has, you know, he had a massive stroke on his right side. He can hardly walk. He still tries to type and do what he can to spread the word of God to people and friends all over the country. So keep doing your prayers. The Lord may touch his body, give him some relief at the stroke side, okay? Please do that, if you don't mind. I know he'd appreciate it, and I would too. And don't forget, the filters are still on sale, and they will be on sale through October. Any question about that, you can call me tomorrow, and I'll do my best to answer them for you if I can. I promise I will. And the new book we're offering online, that we're offering folks, I think is vitally important. If you're a Sabbath keeper, as I am, and people ask you why, wasn't that done away with? Wasn't that for the Jews? This book will answer the questions very succinctly, right to the point. It's only about 60 pages long. Why I Am a Sabbath-Keeping Christian, $7.50, delivered to your door. Why I Am a Sabbath-Keeping Christian. This book is powerful to the point, and if people ask you questions about this, it'll share a thing maybe that you don't have time to share with them in a five-minute conversation. I hope you take it seriously, and you'll share it with them and get it for them to look at, folks. I really mean that. Don't forget, we're letting the T-shirts go out of here, the finals we have for the cost of postage, about $5 a piece. We had 5 2X and 4 small. If you get enough nerve to wear a T-shirt that says no fear and mocks those who wear a mask, then this is for you. If not, don't order it. You may get in trouble, okay? But they're available as long as they last. Get into the broadcast tonight. And I do want to start off with some good news for Italy. Italy had an election. And to be quite honest with you, I'm very surprised this lady won. I am not a fan of women in leadership roles in a nation. But I'm a fan of this lady from what she stands for. Her name is, I think I pronounced her right, Giorgia Meloni. Giorgia Meloni. And she is a strong, confessing Christian, which in today's world is so rare. I think he mentioned that word. I'm going to share some things she said. I'm going to read a comment here made before we get into what she said. She made a speech in 2018 to the World Council of Congress of Families. Then she said something the other day about who is the enemy. Why is the enemy the family? Let me read to you what the comment. A moment of hope in civilization. Some elections appear to produce a result the unelected EU power base is not happy with. The speech trending on Twitter today after the historic win by the ultra-far-right, this guy is being facetious, fascist extremist who is practically Mussolini's granddaughter, or so they want you to think, as an insight into the new Prime Minister of Italy and also the free media that portrays her as a danger to democracy, listen to her words. She said these words in 2018 at the World Congress on Families. I believe the state should incentivize, now pay attention, folks, the natural family based on marriage. Oh, wow. Every choice has consequences, and you accept responsibility for them. I reject a society where every desire becomes a right. On parents being the ones who know what's best for the child, but only when it comes time to turn off the life support. Why is a winner always the one who wants to disconnect the plug? Why is a winner always death? Why do we spend all our time fighting all types of discrimination, but we pretend not to see the greatest ongoing persecution, the genocide of the world's Christians? Why? Now, this is her speech on why is the enemy the family? Why is the family so frightening, she said. There's a single answer to all these questions. Because it defines us. Because it is our identity. Because everything that finds us is now an enemy for those who would like us to no longer have an identity and to simply be perfect consumer slaves. And so they attack national identity. They attack religious identity. They attack gender identity. They attack family identity. I can't define myself as Italian, Christian, woman, mother. No, I must be a citizen. I must be citizen X, parent one, parent two. I must be a number. Because when I am only a number, when I no longer have an identity or roots, then I will be the perfect slave at the mercy of financial speculators, the perfect consumer. Through evolution, we know the incentive for parents to look after offspring is woven right through our genes. Northern individuals have a greater natural vested interest in the welfare of the children. Scientifically, then, it follows that civilizations based on families will be the most likely to succeed. Yet to say that the banal and obvious is a threat to the power of the big state. God bless Miss Meloni. I'll tell you what, that is a remarkable, remarkable little speech. And I pray that the Lord will keep her safe and use her as a vessel for His glory. And maybe Italy can show the world that you can make something work again if you do it under the will of God and for His glory. Maybe this will be a sign in some areas that the people are wanting to change what they become in the last several years. I don't know. But it certainly looks like this is a move in the right direction. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures to you now before we get into the program itself. And I'm going to read to you one out of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, it says this. Now, folks, pay attention, because this is still valid for the day. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Did you hear what I said? That I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. It says that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and thou mayest obey His voice, and thou mayest cleave unto Him, for He is thy life and the length of days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. And folks, that includes America for sure. Joshua made somewhat along the similar statements in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, when he said, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The scriptures, I'm sure many of y'all have read many, many times. And we read it and we know it's true, but I don't think at times we understand the depth of what's being said. I know for a fact that I don't understand the severity of the sin that we've committed as individuals, as a nation, as a world. But I'm starting to see the severity of the punishment that we have coming, because it's around us every day. I'm starting to see what's happening around the world and even here in America. Now, I'm going to share a few articles with you. These are news headlines that are proving scripture today, and I'll be doing this in much more detail Saturday. The international monetary system is on the verge of collapse. Here's what comes next. And folks, the reason the international monetary system is on the verge of collapse is because the nations do not have money at all. They have a currency. It's a devalued piece of paper. It's nothing. But we say it's good because we trust the government to print it and pass it out. But the currencies worldwide are being damned and doomed, as prophesied in scriptures and also warned about in Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Proverbs and other places. But this is what it says. It's possible to have more than one reserve currency. Those are the recent words of Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. It was a stunning admission from the one person with the most control of the U.S. dollar, the world's reserve currency. Reading between the lines, Powell's remarks are a strong hint that the current international monetary system based on the U.S. dollar is on its way out, and soon. The current monetary paradigm is ending, and we will enter a new one as the elites attempt to reset the system. Know the Great Reset, right? We could see a supranational digital currency replace U.S. dollar. Let me repeat that. A supranational digital currency replace U.S. dollar. The end of paper currency. The birth of an Orwellian surveillance system that monitors and controls every penny you earn, save, and spend. That is the least desired outcome. Unfortunately, the pieces of such a system are already being put into place. The idea is to get it ready so they can try to implement it when the current monetary system collapses, which could happen much sooner than most realize. And folks, I think it's imminent. It's imminent. It's imminent. I don't know. I don't set dates. I'm not that type of prophet. I can take the Bible and prove you what prophecy. I'm a New Testament prophet in a sense. I can take scripture and prove what's happening by current events. That's what I do. In the back of that article I just read to you, listen to this, and listen very carefully. The World Economic Forum launches digital currency project to reward climate action. Digital currency, folks, will be worth less, even worth less than paper currency. It'll be nothing but stuck on a computer somewhere, or maybe on a debit card when they allow you to have your money, your so-called money. But they're going to launch a digital currency project to reward climate action. In other words, if you don't obey, you won't get your money. The World Economic Forum made a big move in the digital currency space this week with the launch of Crypto Sustainability Coalition. A launch of the Crypto Sustainability Coalition. The coalition includes 30 different groups and institutions merged to investigate how to leverage Web3 tech, that cryptocurrencies and blockchain, to help the world become carbon neutral. Now, let me say that again, folks, because it's a mouthful. The coalition includes 30 different groups and institutions merged to investigate how to leverage Web3, that's the name of their program, Web3 tech, like cryptocurrencies and blockchain, to help the world become carbon neutral. An important and unique aspect of Web3 is that it uses technology to support and reward direct community engagement and action. Let me repeat that. It uses technology to support and reward, folks, direct community action, community engagement and action. The coalition will examine how to add carbon credits to the blockchain. Partners include Accenture, the Crypto Council for Innovation, Rainforest Partnership, the Sustainable Bitcoin Standard, Zero Labs, and others. They're going to give you carbon credits. Like, remember the social credit scores in China? This is going to be the worldwide cryptocurrency. The mark of the beast in the beast system, folks, financial system is in place. And remember, the mark of the beast is all about commercialism, to buy and sell. It's all about being able to feed your family, hold a job, pay your rent, all these things. So the mark of the beast is a commercial mark. Remember that. And it's not necessarily a chip in the right hand or forehead. No matter what your preacher says, folks, you read it for yourself in Revelation 13. There are three ways that you can take that mark. Read it for yourself. So we see now a launch by WEF for a digital currency to reward climate action. Wow. And another tie in that, Colorado becoming a very perverted place to be. They have a sodomite for a governor and a sodomite partner for a governor, for a lieutenant, I guess, his spouse. I don't know. Well, what do you want to call it? But Colorado becomes the first state to accept Bitcoin as payment for taxes. There you go, folks. Cryptocurrency will be accepted as payment for taxes in Colorado. Is that important? Well, I think it is. Citizens can use cryptocurrency to pay individual income tax, business income tax, sales and use tax, withholding tax, severance tax, and excise fuel tax are available elsewhere per the report. So, yes, they will be able to do all that, pay their taxes, take care of business taxes, withholding taxes, severance tax, all that, with a computer currency, which WEF and others are trying to put in place right now. Is that kind of in line with Scripture, or am I just making this stuff up and making you feel kind of odd because of it? No, I think everyone that listens to me tonight knows I'm telling the truth. They know it's tied in the line of Scripture, and that's what I do, folks, as a pastor and a biblical teacher, is I try my best to bring the Word of God alive in today's society. Just like Jonathan Cahn did last night with his new book, Return of the Gods. Makes it come alive, verse by verse, bit by bit. And there's nothing new under the sun, folks. It's happened before and it's happening now on a greater scale. Most prophecies have dual fulfillments. It means they're fulfilled at least twice. We're seeing this come together again. And this is going to involve the whole world. But now we're going to change topics and go into, well, an economic wasteland is what's being called. And it's talking about Europe. Europe is becoming an economic wasteland. Europe's economy, currencies, and industries are in free fall, plunging toward economic wasteland status that is less than a year away if natural gas supplies from Russia aren't quickly restored. That's the conclusion of numerous experts who have spoken to Natural News over the last 2 weeks, including war correspondent Michael Yon, Finnish economist Thomas McNeen, global agriculture trends and researcher David Dubain, Italian-American author Leo Zagnemi. I hope I say that right. But anyway, they're telling that Europe could become an economic wasteland. Talk about shutting down BASF. That is formerly part of the Nazi IG Farben chemical conglomerate that carried out war crimes against humanity. They said this could shut down and be the first time that this plant has run continuously since the 1960s. If they shut it down because of the gas rationing, it could plunge Europe into chaos, it says, in a crisis. But shutting down production might be permanent, since no one knows if the plants can ever resume operations after a shutdown, since the very act of shutting the system down may break it. BASF is critical to the world supply chain for fertilizer, petroleum refining, medicines, plastics, consumer products, industrial materials, and more. If BASF were to go down, Western Europe's industrial economy would rapidly collapse into ruin, and the global supply chain crisis could dramatically worsen far beyond anything we saw due to COVID lockdowns. Folks, prophecy is being fulfilled. He said, I'll break their staff of bread. UN food chief warns of chaos, hail, devastation from famine. Expect price controls, rationing of and criminalization of preppers. Hide your food, he says. The next chapter of this script looks like the following. Widespread food scarcity hits Europe this winter and will well into 2023 and beyond. Food scarcity strikes America in 2023 and persists for years due to the lack of fertilizer. Governments initiate price controls on food items. The result is worsening scarcity and widespread civil unrest. Governments then introduce rationing as a means of control, likely using COVID-19 tracking tech and mobile phone apps that are repurposed for the purpose of implementing mass starvation. Family governments criminalize preppers. Finally, governments criminalize preppers and start pushing stories of hoarders who are causing everybody else to starve. See what I said? They're going to start spreading rumors that cause you stocked up on food. You're a hoarder. You're causing other people to starve. The UN chief warned Thursday that the world is facing a perfect storm on top of a perfect storm. Otherwise, there's going to be chaos all over the world. World Food Program's Executive Director David Lee said in an Associated Press interview. Yeah, folks, this is now. This isn't next week. This is now. He said, if we don't reach these people, you will have famine, starvation, destabilization of nations, and like anything we saw in 2007, 8, and 11. And you will have mass migration. If we don't get on top of this quickly, and I don't mean next year, I mean this year, you will have a food availability problem in 2023, and that's going to be hell, he said. I know this isn't pleasant, but folks, I'm telling you, this is fulfilling Scripture. Why do we not take this seriously? Why do we think that God is mocked? I just read to you, we can choose life or death, blessing or cursing. We made our bed, we're going to sleep in it, aren't we? We've already made it, we're going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it with our, God help us. Our children are going to pay for it. Our grandchildren are going to pay for it. They already are. They're growing up in a society, in America even, that's full of demonic activity and powers that are beyond our understanding and control. So powerful that, but without Christ, we wouldn't stand a snowball's chance in hell to get through this. We're seeing judgment on America. We're seeing judgment on the world. But America, the one that was given the most and blessed the most, is going to pay the most. To whom much is given, much is required. When this hell breaks loose in America, it's already started, folks. I mean, what else would you call it when a child goes to school and they're taught they can be a boy or a girl? They're taught that pedophilia is normal. They're taught that there is no God, there is no right and wrong. Live and do what you want. I mean, what else would you call a hell than that? And we wonder why the children are rebellious and to parents, and why they're going down a road of decadence and absolutely unhuman ideas of how to live and the morals that are lower than the alley cat in Heat. We release it upon them, folks. We release the devils on our children. My mom and dad did in our generation. The one before that did their generation. But we released them big time in my lifetime. As Johnson said last night, in the 60s, it started back big time. Now we're seeing things get exciting in Ukraine and Russia, aren't we? We're seeing things come together there that are maybe a little bit on the scary side also. It says, any deliberate disruption to use energy infrastructure could meet a robust and united response. Its top diplomat was quoted as saying, after several states said two Russian gas pipelines to Europe were attacked. As gas continues spewing into the Baltic Sea, and by the way, it still is, remain far from clear who might be behind the leaks of any foul play, if proven, on the Nord Stream pipeline that Russia and European partners spent billions of dollars building. So who did more or less blow up the Nord Stream pipelines? Some say us, some say Russia did it themselves. Some say, I don't know who did it. But I do know it's causing a disruption that's going to cause Europe to pay dramatically this winter. Folks, this could be a winter of literally people are literally freezing to death in Europe, in the climates in Germany and France and other places where they can get no heat or not enough heat. This could happen, and it's already started. And believe me, it will filter down to the good old U.S. of A. I can promise that is coming. It's coming, folks. It's coming. I promise you it's coming. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to warn you. It is coming. All hell is going to break loose in this country simply because we, you and I, allowed Satan to come in. I don't care whether he did it ignorantly or intentionally. He's still going to destroy us. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And he said, because you've forgotten me and my laws, I will forget your children. Oh, may God have mercy on the souls of those who that are ignorant enough to believe that a man can save us. That Donald Trump can come back in office and turn things around, whoever else it may be. If he made a huge turn, perhaps, of repentance, we'll see. But only that will change things. After the break, I'm going to share some more news with you. Open up phone lines, of course, next half hour, probably about 20 T or so, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button. 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code Butch, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code Butch, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. Josephkitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, or furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. Again, I'm trying to bring some points tonight along with Scripture, and I'll be doing more of this on Saturday. I hope you'll join us Saturday. I really do. Either live on live stream or on the phone. because I know in my spirit and my heart, I know and I sense and I call my gut feeling that teaching this right now is vitally important to get the people awake, especially the church awake, to see what we're heading into. The masses aren't going to hear me. Matter of fact, I don't have that great, I don't have that big an audience. I have a great audience, but not that big one. I know that. I'm just a hillbilly preacher. I know by special. I don't have all the technical knowledge or the money to afford to put up cameras and show things on live screen. And I never had that kind of money. I'm just a radio hillbilly preacher trying to get points across to reach all we can around the world that we're heading in to damnable times. We're getting close. I do believe very close, and I pray it doesn't happen. But I think we're very close to a nuclear war. 1963, I think it was, when Kennedy, maybe a year before that, when Russia wanted to take missiles into Cuba, we were on the verge of war. I didn't know. I was just a young boy. I had no idea. Most Americans had no idea. But we come very close to nuclear war with Russia then. Well, we're getting close again. Ukrainian territories to be absorbed into Russia by week's end. Now, this is from MP, a lawmaker in Russia, said this. With four occupied regions of Ukraine currently in the midst of the five-day referendum on whether to join the Russian Federation, a criminal lawmaker told state media over the weekend that the territories are likely to be absorbed by Russia on September 30th. That's 20% of the geographical territory of Ukraine that Ukraine's lost already. So, according to what the articles say, it's overwhelmingly in voting in favor of joining the Russian Federation. And if they do, what's that going to mean? The U.S. say they won't recognize it. Of course, Ukraine not going to recognize it. But what are they going to do about it? Russia vows full protection for any annexed territory as nuclear threat grows. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that regions of Ukraine where referendums are being held will be under Kremlin's full protection if they are annexed by Russia, raising the prospect of a use of nuclear weapons. Folks, I'm not saying this myself. This is not something I'm making up. This is actually happening. Right now, real time, as I'm sitting here talking to you tonight, things are heating up all the world. Is Putin part of the world elite? Are they playing this together? Are the U.S. and Putin and Ukraine, all of them working together to bring this chaos on purpose? I don't know. It's a good possibility it could be that way, but I don't know that. And you don't either. I don't know that. Are they on opposite sides? I don't know. I couldn't tell you that, folks. I really don't know that. But I do know that nothing happens by chance in politics. And I know that if we go to war, it's going to be somebody's idea to take us to war. And they can say, well, it's over this or that, the other thing. No. It's the bankers that cause wars, folks. It's the elite that cause wars. It's those that profit from war. Stanley Butler said, war is a racket. And that's exactly what it is. Russian state TV tells viewers, pay attention, nuclear war is likely, everyone dies. Russian state media are saying nuclear war appears to be a given and everyone will be destroyed if the West pushes us into a corner. One propagandist even suggested Western countries are the nuclear aggressors when in reality it has only been Vladimir Putin ramping up nuclear rhetoric since the onset of the Ukraine war. The U.S. has been the aggressor in many wars, folks. They started many, many wars. In an impassioned broadside against the West, another propagandist, Olga Skabiva, suggested Russia is a victim of Western aggression. We will not allow the destruction of our country. If you try and destroy us, you'll be destroyed along with us. We have, ever since the 70s, maybe before, but at least in the 70s, move NATO closer and closer to Russia's sovereign territories, if you will. Russia has lost several pieces of the country that have broken off and become independent. But we keep pushing the line. And I'm not, listen, I don't want to say it's all our fault, U.S. fault. But America has caused wars and unstable governments and caused overthrown governments all over the world through black ops, CIA and others. We fund it with our tax dollars. And yes, we could see something really huge happen that is unthinkable. Prophesied again, folks. Revelation 18, read it for yourself. America will be wiped out in an hour when it happens. U.S. warns Russia of catastrophic consequences of nuclear war. Really? I wonder what that could be. Secretary of State Attorney Blinken said, we've warned Russia privately several times that we will not tolerate this. We went to the higher-ups of the Russian government, and we told them we will not allow this. We won't let it happen. I don't see how we're going to stop it if they won't do it. And to give you an idea of how totally surrendered we are as a nation, to give you an idea what we could be facing. Coast Guard spots Chinese Russian naval ships off Alaska. A U.S. Coast Guard ship on routine patrol in the Bering Sea came across a guided missile cruiser from China, officials said Monday. But it turned out the cruiser wasn't alone as it sailed about 86 miles north of Alaska's Kisco Island on September 19th. The patrol boat, known as a cutter called Kimball, later discovered there were two other Chinese naval ships and four Russian naval vessels, including a destroyer, all in single formation. Why were they together, Russia and China, on the northern shores of Alaska? The Honolulu-based Kimball, a 418-foot vessel, observed as the ships broke formation and dispersed. A C-130 Hercules provided air support for the Kimball from the Coast Guard station in Kodiak. While the formation has operated in accordance with international rules and norms, we will meet presence with presence to ensure there are no disruptions to U.S. interest in the maritime environment around Alaska, Rear Admiral Nathan Moore, 7th Coast Guard District Commander, said. Dmitry Duma's prophecies seem to be becoming more likely every day, do they not? If you never read Dmitry Duma's prophecies, folks, we have them available here for a gift of a few bucks, covered postage, $5 or $6, $7, whatever you can afford. We'll send you a copy of Dmitry Duma's prophecies for America. They made back in 1980s, and warned America that if we don't repent, America is going to be destroyed. He was sent here to warn us, folks, as I am tonight, right now, telling you that these prophecies in the Bible, and I do believe Dmitry's prophecies are being fulfilled as we speak. I do believe that. I truly do believe that. And I'm trying to get people to pay attention. We had better make sure we're prepared spiritually, mentally, and physically for the hell that's going to come on this nation. Psalms 9:17 said we're turned into hell, and folks, we're already in a good, strong purgatory. I don't believe in purgatory as Catholics do, of course, but we're living in times of great unrest and great evil all around us, and perversion and sacrilege in every manner you can think of. We're living it right now in this land we call America. New Jersey transit buses carry nuclear attack instructions. New Jersey Transit public buses are carrying nuclear attack instructional ads on the outside of the buses. This comes just days after similar ads were posted in New York City subways, and comes just 2 months after similar ads starting appearing on large poster boards in New Jersey shopping malls, which came just before New York City Emergency Management created a TV public service announcement telling New Yorkers what to do if a nuclear bomb hits the city. Do you think they're doing all these things for no reason? They know what's coming. Folks, prepare yourself. It is getting closer by the minute. No, I'm not saying we're going to nuclear war next week or next month. I'm not predicting any of that. I'm saying the destruction of America is prophesied and it's going to happen. What could happen between here and there? I don't know. The Great Reset is planned. I just read to you about the idea of the new digital currency, which is a type of the mark of the beast, folks. I just watched commercials. I watched the news this evening. A card that just had, it just has a song in the background that says, wave it, or just wave it, just wave it. And they got a card you wave over kiosk and stores to pay for your goods, or you wave over somebody's cell phone to pay for something. Wave it. Just wave it. There's no money. There's no currency changing hands. Much less no money. Money's gold and silver. That's a just weight measure. We don't have that. We have currency. But there's no currency changing hands. It's all done by waving it. Digital, digital, digital. Why do you think they numbered your face on your driver's license with a digital picture? Why do you think they numbered your iris scan and your fingerprint? Why do you think they put you on your computer worldwide as a digital being? A digital being. Understand, folks, your body is bought and paid for by the state, and we walk straight into it with both our eyes wide open, too ignorant to see the truth of the Word of God. And we're getting deeper all the time. With numbers given to draw your Social Security. Oh, what a great deal. Started career back in the 30s. Social Security, what a great idea. Numbers on driver's license. Numbers everything. Everything you do is a number, including you. You are a commodity. You're bought and traded on the international stock exchange. Yes, folks, that's a true fact. Your birth certificate is not one at the courthouse. Your original certificate goes to the Department of Commerce, where you're auctioned off to the highest bidder. That's the truth. Didn't the Bible say to make merchandise of man's souls? Klaus Schwab said you own nothing and love it by 2030. This is prophesied. And because we turn Satan and his devils loose in our society and around the world, we're seeing the fulfillment of prophecy being fulfilled in judgment on a land that's forgotten God. I don't like it. I don't like it. Yes, I took part of it. I did. I had no idea. I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't born again till 1971. And I had a lot growing between then and now. I'm still growing. But now I'm understanding more and more because I ask my Father to teach me more and more. And the more I see what's coming in, he's called me to tell people, to show them from Bible, to prophesy what's happening in the New Testament that's being fulfilled in our lifetime. Folks, it may be next week, next year, 10 years from now before it all comes together. But it's coming together. Are you ready? Let's go to the phone. Just talk to Jan now. But Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor.
Hello.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing God can overrule all these people.
Amen.
I wouldn't get a penny for what they want from me. Oh, she's too much trouble. We don't want her.
Well, you know, we're watching things happen now, Jan. It's been prophesied for a couple thousand years. And it excites me to see it. And people say, well, it's all downer. No, it's not a downer. It's God speaking to us to try and warn us, prepare ourselves. This is not a downer. He loves us enough to prophesy through his prophets and to people like myself to do my little part to get people's eyes open. That's not a downer. That's a blessing, is it not?
And a blessing. You're a danger, Pastor. You're telling people the truth.
I guess.
Oh, they can't have that.
Well, I pray. God
they
that
can't have that.
If he can use no hillbilly little bit, I'm so honored to be used by him. But yes. Anyway, what's on your mind tonight, sweetheart?
You were talking about the '60s, and
yes.
I was thinking about when Kennedy was assassinated.
Yes.
And schools, and my sister tells me this. All the schools, were all in prayer. The family for him until he found out he died, and then it was again for the family. And they went into the gymnasiums, and they had a prayer for him, and for the family, and for him. And that is not ever going to be seen again.
And then they took took prayer out of school a couple years later.
Yeah, because in 1844, after a lot of years, several years, at least 7 years, I can't think of the guy's name. Anyway, pastors from every denomination that were in America, he found a Bible verses that connected the fact, 120 years of Noah. And he found the information needed to know when that 120 years, the first angel's morning, would begin, when Jesus would go into the temple that God built and cleanse it. And that was 1844.
Hmm,
biblically
okay.
proven.
Yeah.
Biblically proven. You go 120 years from 1844, where do you get 1964?
Yes.
And ever since then, we have gone downhill.
Agreed.
Worse and worse every day. Jonathan Kahn's book.
Yes.
It shows how he slowly turned us. They couldn't do it all at once. That would have been too. Everybody would have recognized that, but they did it slowly, little bits at a time.
Well, it's like cancer, Jan. It's like cancer starts out one cell at a time, then multiplies.
Mm-hmm. And
yep.
It just kept going and going. And now everyone thinks they should do whatever they want to. They don't know there aren't any consequences. We just go and say sorry, you know, and if they believe in God, they believe they're going to get redemption anyway, you know.
Yeah. Jen, I hate to run. I got more calls coming in down the run out of time. But thanks for the call.
Right,
appreciate
Doctor.
It. I'll see you Saturday.
You're welcome. You tell Marcia hi and tell her
all
happy
right.
birthday.
I'll see you Saturday. Okay. Let's go next to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you something. What happened in 66 A.D.?
You tell me what happened in 66 A.D.
Well, Halley's Comet went over Jerusalem.
Okay, yeah, okay, yes. Yes.
And 4 years later, what happened? God sent in the Roman soldiers to destroy Jerusalem.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
Was it the Christians or was it the Antichrist? And he told them to leave.
Yep.
Okay, now in 1986 and 1996 and 1997, three comets went over America. Nothing ever happened after that. But that's a warning. It was not for America. It was for those Zionists to get the heck out of this country or else they would die. That's what all that is about.
Hmm. I didn't.
You weren't aware of that, were you?
No, I didn't know it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Ask Professor Jay McShane. He gave you the lowdown on that one.
Okay. All right, good info.
He was all with Pastor Peters when he was alive, and they talked about that. Same thing.
Hmm.
The Antichrist to rule. We're talking about the Rothschilds and the Zionists.
Well, we know there are arms. They're all arms of the serpent, so to speak. And the serpent's got arms in this situation. That's a fact. Mick, a guy jumped right out of time. Got more calls coming in. Thanks for the call, Mick. Appreciate it. Good information, as usual. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch. Are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, good. You know, what you're preaching tonight is absolutely so key to what we're doing. Because you know what? Look what's happening in Florida with the hurricane. Did you hear anything about Scripture, what's going on down there? No. Man's going to stop God's. You know, in the book of Isaiah about the whirlwind, you
mm-hmm.
had not heard zero of that. No, the politicians are going to go, you don't need God. And I watched every bit of this. That's where we're going. The kids are growing up today. They want digital. They want to look at their phones. Oh, man's going to solve everything. That is the problem we have. We are breaking up this society of an antichrist society, like Vic was talking about. They want the great reset under the Rothschilds because our youth are better under that. They're better under the LGBTQ on drag queen story time. Oh, man's going to solve everything for you because you know what? When the time comes, when the internet goes down, we have a solar flare, whatever can happen, what are you going to do to survive? You're going to get scared in fear.
Yep.
It scares me. Oh, you know, the people that do not know God, Butch, they get fearful, they get scared. Oh, what am I going to do? But the strong believers know what to do.
And that's a key thing. A lot of people go to church are going to be scared too because they have no idea what we're saying. They don't want to hear this. I never get called to preach in a church. I never get called to preach in anybody's church. I mean, I never. I don't get called to preach in churches. And I don't think I'm a mean person. I will never hurt anybody, but I want to preach the Bible to them. They don't want that. They don't want that. They want to hear about salvation and name it and claim it theology. I'm going to jump real quick here. Chris, what else you want to say?
I just want to say real quick, the preachers better wake up before it's too late. Butch is telling the truth.
Ezekiel chapter Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel 3, if you don't, the blood's on our hands.
Yes. In the Jeremiah's, in the book of Jeremiah about the false prophets. Wake up, folks.
Amen. Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it. Folks, tell me about the last 2 minutes you want to call me. I'm going to give Tom Bates. I'm going to make a call, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. If you can't sense the urgency in my spirit tonight, in my voice, and if you don't sense it in yourself, I think perhaps you need to wake your spirit up, get into the Word, ask God to show you what's happening. I know it. If you don't have the urgency in your gut to speak up and tell the truth now, folks, I don't know what else to do for you. I've been preaching for a long, long time, people, a lot of years, over 40 years, and I've grown by grace of God in His Word and knowledge. And I've learned we worship the Constitution, we worship the President. No, we worship the Church. We worship the preacher. No! We need to worship Christ and forget all that other bullcock and stand up for what's going on. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Yeah, Pastor Butch, real quick, I want to thank you for asking prayer for me, because I am having a real rough time there. Folks, also, please pray, I'll just be real quick, please pray for Marsha Jean Paugh for healing. She can hardly walk. Please pray for the safety of Gary and Donna Roby and Jeff White and his 11 children that go out in protest on the part of saving the preborn. And please pray for Phil Hudock and his hip operation. And Pastor Butch, thank you so much. God bless you for having courageous people on and for being so courageous in your preaching. God bless you, Pastor Butch.
Well, thank you, Daryl. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Very much appreciate it. And folks, now about the last minute. And I'll ask you, if this isn't too selfish, to keep the ministry in your prayers. I would like to be able to make it even better. I wish I could video and let you watch us on the internet while we're doing these things, and I could play clips for you from and all these, like other radio broadcasts are able to do, but I don't have that kind of money. I never have. And I certainly am not tech-wise enough to do it on my own. I have to get somebody to come and sit down for us. But I don't need that. I'm just saying, pray the Lord to show me which way to take this ministry. This March will make 30 years preaching on the radio and trying to warn people. 30 years. And watch our society decay even further. Now I'm getting more insight than ever on what's going on in the spiritual side of this battle. And folks, all these battles are spiritual. We may see it manifested in the flesh, but it's all a spiritual battle. I ask you to pray for us, Lord, that the Lord give me wisdom on how to handle these things. And I thank you for being with us all these years and all this time. By the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.